morning. My guest this morning is Mary Bigelow Gale from Food for Thought. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
So we are talking about the 22nd annual Food for Thought Spring Home and Garden Tour on May the 28th.
Yes, and we're excited that we have beautiful properties for the community to be able to go and look at the homes, look at the gardens, and support Food for Thought.
What occurred to me when I first saw that we were going to be talking is every place you go this year in Sonoma County is lush with growth, with plants and flowers and trees, and it's just a perfect time to do
this. It's absolutely gorgeous, and these gardens that we've been able to procure will not disappoint. I've been able to see all of them. We have four in West County, and we have one in Santa Rosa this year, which is new for us because we've primarily been a West County, but it was one that we just couldn't pass up. It was too beautiful, and they were willing to share it with the community. So.
I'll talk a little bit about some of them.
Well, like the one in Santa Rosa, that is a 10-acre parcel, and it's absolutely beautiful. It has a fountain, beautiful antique roses, over 300. The view looks out over to the Mayakama Mountains. They have a Japanese maple garden, and then a lot of your perennials and annuals that are popping up. So.
See, I'll bet some people don't even know that such a property exists.
I'm from Santa Rosa, and I never knew it was back there. It really will surprise you. And then our homes in West County, we have a small succulent garden and their home, absolutely beautiful. This was a 1924 home that they completely redid so that it faced out to their succulent garden. And again, just beautiful how the architecture of the garden and the home as well. Then we have another one that this is the third time it's been on the tour, but she has completely redone it. So again, it'll be a nice surprise for those who visit that come on the tour every year.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful for people who are looking for inspiration for their own homes to see how, we saw that one and it was much different than it is now.
Well, and that's what's so nice about being able to go on these tours is you can talk to the homeowners, and sometimes we have the actual garden architect. And so you just can get these ideas. You can talk with other gardeners, people that have put a lot of love and care into their gardens and homes, and get some ideas.
Well, certainly the West County is full of homes like that.
Yes.
So give us a West County home.
Well, we have, like I said, that one succulent garden. We also, this year, we will be featuring Occidental Arts and Ecology Center, which we've never done. We've always been in partnership with them in many of the projects that we do at Food for Thought. And this year, you actually get a tour of their gardens, their grounds, which are absolutely phenomenal. It's a little gem in West County that if you've never been there, I really just encourage you to come on the tour and go out there.
Have you been yourself inspired by some of the properties you've seen on these tours?
Absolutely. I'm not from a gardening background, but ever since I have worked at Food for Thought, we have our own organic garden that will be featured as well on the tour. And it inspires me every day. I go home and in my little pots and questions that I've asked, and I go home and I can apply it, and just gives me a new appreciation for nature and for how it can give back to you. And at Food for Thought, we are there to help people who are sick. So to be able to have the garden on site for our clients, I think is a wonderful part of their healing process. It's part of their holistic medicine.
It's just so positive. That it can't help but do good.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
Mary, thank you very much for coming in once again and telling us about this year's, the 22nd annual Spring Home and Garden Tour that Food for Thought is sponsoring.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
On May the 28th, telephone number 887-1647 or online fftfoodbank.org. Get your tickets in advance. They often sell out. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.